call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
It can be difficult to talk about sexual assault, but when you're ready to talk, we're ready to listen. The Michigan Sexual Assault Hotline is a free, confidential, and anonymous resource for survivors across the state. Trained counselors are available 24/7 to answer your questions and support your healing journey. Your story matters, and we're here to listen. Call 855-VOICES-4. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome, welcome again, you guys. It's another day. We're breathing. We're living. We're able to move forward. There's a lot happening right now in our world. And do not mistake it as if we are ignoring it. However, at this time, I want to invite you to come into a safe space, a space of healing, a space of renewal, a space of reflection. So welcome to another wonderful episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye. We're going to have a serious talk today, you guys. There's been a lot of things occurring. Told you we're going to do the COVID-19, the truth behind COVID-19. This is part two of a three-part series. In the midst of developing this series, there have been a lot of unfolding events. We have had people murdered on videos. We're having riots. There are cities that are having curfews. There are lockdowns happening. And it's impacting everyone across the world, not just in the U.S., not just in India, everywhere. Everyone has experienced similar things, believe it or not. Or if you haven't been into world news, the way that things are shifting is starting to be mentally, emotionally, and spiritually overwhelming for many people. And we still have to take time to relax ourselves, to breathe, to reflect, and to think about what is it that we are supposed to focus upon. So I'm ready to dive in with you guys and let you know today is a new day and we're going to have a different type of discussion on today. Because yes, woo! With all that going on, I got a story for you all, too. I got a story for you all that I couldn't believe even happened to myself. Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to listen to the song. We're going to come back. We're going to give our gratitude. And we are going to have a great, powerful conversation.
Luciano. Butterfly, flying freely through the sky,
Among the land's colors, enjoying the fertility and growth of life, enjoying the fertility and growth of life, recognizing that there are no restrictions for the taboo has been broken, allowing the light of the sun to shine.
Means that the old you has changed, revealing a you that others may no longer recognize nor desire. But truth and love rest with thee as you explore life the way you're meant to be. So fly, 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 fly. Know that you are amazing, and your transformation is confirmation that you can start again, that you can have a new beginning. You can hold your head high with strength and pride as you endure the transformation.
Yes, you guys, I know that things are crazy right now, and that's why we're going to be using the song Butterfly on every episode to remember that there are things in life that we can't explain and that we never thought would happen. But within those things, we still have the ability to fly. We still have the ability to transform. We still have the ability to make choices. We still have the ability to learn from the hurt and the pain and the disappointment. And I am so grateful that we have this opportunity to have this discussion because it's very, very important, actually. I'm very grateful to be alive today. Now, typically, when I ask you all to think about gratitude, I ask everybody to push past simply saying, because we're alive. You know, but the reality is, some people, to say you're grateful to be alive, that is important, because there were days when some of us did not want to be alive. And it takes a lot of fortitude to work through those saddening, depressing, angering emotions that can cause one to want to quit or give up on themselves or others, their goals, their ambitions. And being able to say that you're grateful to be alive every day is definitely something to celebrate, because without life, there is nothing else that we can do. And we are natural creators. So I want to give thanks for life and tell you all a story that relates to everything we're talking about. So recently, I had an encounter with the police at my home. And that encounter was so overwhelming to me because I had never had a negative encounter with the police. Now, I see what's happening in the world, and I understand that for my people particularly, we have had to endure a lot of injustices at the hands of the police, at the hands of members of our community, at the hands of governmental systems that are continuously pushing upon us, pressing upon us, oppressing us, trying to oppress us, trying to break us, trying to stop the spirit of God that is us from being in existence, because we are a powerful people with a lot of influence. And yet we continue to rise, we continue to push, and now there is an uprising to say we are tired. And now all people, people who are from different backgrounds, ages, cultures, are starting to be like, yo, this is ridiculous and it has to stop. And yes, COVID is still here, but have you noticed that no one's talking about it right now? Everyone's talking about the rights, and there's a reason. Because COVID, again, told you we were going to the spiritual meaning, is here to help people to awaken what has been dead. It's here to awaken new life in us. It's here to get us to start speaking to each other about the things that we have always need to talk about, always need to change, always need to come together on, always need to unify about. COVID came to help us stop being silent. It came to help us really look at and examine things, right? So during this COVID, everybody's like social distancing. People are paranoid to touch each other, unable to celebrate, you know, weddings and graduations and proms and parties and gatherings and events, funerals. At the same time, people are also unable to maybe do some of their regular work. People are unemployed. All these things are happening that's already creating this very depressive state for many. A state of isolation for those who don't have their own family within their home. A state of destitution when people are not able to find resolutions to the problems that they're currently enduring, simply due to the COVID pandemic and its implications and how each city and state is handling the situation to keep cases down and figure out what to do in order to stop it from spreading, right? So within that, then you got the police doing, some of the police, it's not all of them, but you got police officers. We have police officers that are out here murdering people as if it's okay. Harassing people as if it's okay. Profiling people as if it's okay. Not following proper protocol. And maybe the protocol for the police needs to change. And speaking with community members, that is something that we all have agreed upon. Their protocol needs to change. So with that, the story. On last week, I had an encounter, like I said, at my home. Sitting in my parking lot. You know, just got home from the store. It's probably about 8:30, 9:30 in the evening. Sun just set. Because I'm in North Carolina, the sun sets around like 8:34. And so it stays out pretty much the whole day. So I'm coming back from the store at my home in the parking lot. I'm talking to my mentor. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to finish this conversation before I go inside my home. As I'm sitting there, I see a police SUV turn into the parking lot. I'm like, that's interesting. But then I'm thinking to myself, well, they do patrol the area. That's normal. Because again, with COVID and everything, right? Getting used to seeing those type of things, getting used to seeing a lot more police officers and military presence, right? So, like, all right, didn't think much of it. Then I see a second SUV come in. I'm like, something must be going on in the neighborhood, right? So I'm sitting here, I'm observing, right, you guys? So, like, imagine that you come home, you're sitting there, everything's fine. Next thing you know, you're asking yourself, okay, why are these officers here, right? And so in that same process, I get this feeling. I'm going to say the spirit talked to me. God told me they about to bother you. And I'm like, well, I just got here. There's no reason for that. Like, it doesn't make sense. And again, I never had a negative encounter with police, okay? So I'm already, you know, just processing, you know, how to add more positivity to the area, giving food to people. What are other ways that we can help each other? Starting different discussions, right? And I'm sure several of you are doing the same thing, like asking yourself, how can I help my community? What is it that I can do to make a positive impact? Even if it's just gathering with your family more to say, you know what? We weren't checking in on each other. Let's start checking in on each other more often. You know, just any activity, right? So I'm sitting here like, all right, cool. So now I see a third when you guys pull into the parking lot. And I'm skipping some details because the show is not just about my encounter, but I want you to understand something about this encounter and how it's one of them things where now I see why people are so ignited and so passionate in saying we can't do this anymore. We can't deal with this anymore, right? We can't deal with this oppression and this sadness and this anger and this harassment, right? So I'm sitting here and there's six officers because there's two in each car, right? But then three of them get out. And I'm like, huh, this is like crazy. And I'm very nervous because when they get out, they have their hands on both sides of their holsters as if ready to shoot. So now think about that. And then think about people who are driving down the street and they get pulled over, didn't do anything wrong. Think about the people who are being murdered, didn't do anything wrong. Think about people who are going into hospitals and may get harassed going in because they don't feel well, but, oh, their illness is not important right now. You get what I'm saying? People going in stores being harassed. And now your favorite woman, Dr. Keela Faye, is telling you she got harassed, right, and was scared as boo-boo, y'all. Like, literally thought I was going to get shot and die. And I said, is this how it's going to end? Are they really about to shoot me and I don't even know what's going on? Because that's how they approached my vehicle. So then they surround my vehicle. And when I say that, it's like there was an officer at my driver's door, one of my passengers, one at the front. Simultaneously, boom, flashlight in the car, tap, tap, tap on the door on the passenger side. And then the officer saying, are you Ebony? Now, y'all know my name's not Ebony. What's my name? Exactly, Dr. Keela Faye. So obviously not Ebony, right? But it was scary. It ended out where I can tell you this story. I was able to go home, but I have to be honest, my psyche was totally shook. My voice was shaky for so many days. I just didn't talk to people. And I'm sharing this with you all because a lot of you are having these same feelings and experiences. And a lot of times you're asking yourself, well, why did this happen? What can I do? Where do I turn to? There's so much going on in the world right now. How do I digress from this? So one thing you can do is write about it. I tell you all the importance of journaling. I tell you all the importance of breathing. I tell you all about the importance of reflecting and finding a lesson and connection in things, right? And one of the major things I stress is that you have to honor your feelings and emotions. You can't bury it. So when that happened to me, some people are like, well, you just got to get over it. You don't get over feeling like you're about to die. COVID-19 got a lot of people feeling like if they hug their mom or their dad or their friends, they gonna die. A constant state of fear of death. Now, death is inevitable. It is a part of our cycle, right? But when somebody is creating systems and ideas and imposing behaviors to amplify that feeling of death and fear and separation, that can be very damaging and toxic. And we're seeing it now. A lot of people are experiencing it now. So how did I work through that? Because this was less than 8 days ago to date as I'm doing this live with you all, this live podcast today. One, I allow myself to cry. I allow myself to scream. I allow myself to be angry. So as we're going through this COVID, one thing I want you all to remember is do not suppress yourself in your feelings, your emotions, and your thoughts. Express what you're feeling. Express what you're thinking. And do it in a way that does not damage other people. Notice I said I screamed, I cried, I allowed myself to be angry. I didn't say I went out here and hit a police car. I didn't say I went out here and started cussing people out. I didn't say I amped on the person closest to me. I didn't do any of that. I also sat in the shower and let the water run over me because at that time it was late at night. You know, if I could have went to the lake and sat there, I would have did that. But water is very healing. When you allow that water to fill your body, when you drink water, think about how replenished you feel. So now when you do it on the outside, your body, your spirit is becoming replenished from feeling that water pour over you. So I allow myself to just sit there and allow the water to pour over me as if washing off that experience, right? Cleansing myself from that energy, right? So as we're going through this, think about how many people now are saying, man, every time I go somewhere, I need to sanitize my hands. I need to wash my hands. I need to change my clothes. Constantly cleansing, changing, renewing. Now imagine you did it intentionally, not from fear, But just because you know what? This is a way for me to release. We have to find healthy ways to release. Drinking, smoking, having sex all the time, ignoring things, spazzing out, that's not going to resolve anything. We got to find healthy ways. So I reiterate, I thought I was going to get shot. Didn't even do anything wrong. Mixed with this environment of the COVID that's imparting fear. Right now, the government is imparting fear into us, and everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are accepting it and perpetuating it without even realizing it. So I'm taking this pause for us to realize it and stop it. So find a healthy release. Number two, find a way to share with people who you know are going to be supportive of you. And by that, I mean, they're not going to try to overwhelm your psyche with more toxic thoughts. They're not going to try to amplify the situation to say, oh yeah, that was horrible. Let me tell you what happened to me. Or yeah, times are bad, aren't they? No, you need to talk to people who are going to be like, okay, how you feeling? You need to talk to people who are going to say, you know what, I can just listen. And then you have to be that person for other people as well. Remember, it's not all about you. It's all about us. And we have to get to a point of supporting each other and being able to just shut the hell up and listen to each other. Take turns. You remember hot potato? Only one person had the hot potato at a time. Musical chairs, you can only sit in one chair and then one chair be removed because, again, that's life. Things are going to change. But the music still goes and the chairs still are there. That's how conversations are. Let people flow. One at a time, one at a time. Duck, duck, goose. Goose, okay, that's the one that's talking right now. Everybody else be a duck. Sit quiet. If you can't find anyone to talk to, you all know how to reach out to me. AkilaFaye.com. You can go there, AkilaFaye.com or TribeTransform.com. All my contact information is on both of those pages. Okay? You can also take the time to write it out and post it. A lot of us have social media. Start using it for something positive to get that out. And number three, accept that healing takes time. These situations that we're experiencing are so psychologically impactful that there is no way possible to just get over it instantly by saying, well, yeah, you know, this is just how life is. I'm just going to accept it. No, this is how things are, but we have the ability to change it. So in that healing, the biggest part of healing is recognizing that change is possible. I know that was a lot. It was. Y'all, we're going to do a quick breathing exercise and just kind of bring it back in. That cool? All right. So if you're not driving, I want you to sit. And I want you to make sure that your feet are not crossed, that your hands are not crossed, and you can erect your body as best you can. I want you to take both hands and put them over your throat this time, because a lot of people feel silenced. I know I felt silenced at first. Now I said, no, we got to speak out, right? But it's how we speak out. So we're going to clear our throat chakra. I want you to put your hands on your throat, almost as if like you're trying to cover your whole neck with both your hands. But please don't choke yourself. So it's not a forceful placement. It's a very gentle placement. Then what I want you to do is breathe in through your nose. As you breathe in through your nose, tell yourself, my voice is strong. So in your head, you say, my voice is strong. Breathe in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Exhale out your mouth. Now, I bet you noticed that breath stopped in your throat. That's where we want it. We want to expand that area of our body. Breathe in again. My voice is strong. Exhale out your mouth. One more time. Inhale. My voice is strong. Exhale. Place your hands on your heart, middle of your chest. Say to yourself, I have love and compassion for myself and others. Breathe in your nose. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Exhale. Again, I have love and compassion for myself and others. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Exhale out your mouth. Third time. I have compassion for myself and others. Breathe in through your nose. Exhale. Hand on your belly button. This is your solar plexus area. This is your power area. Now this time, instead of saying I am powerful, I want you to say I am powerful and so are we. Inhale through your mouth this time. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Exhale out your nose. Again, I am powerful and so are we. Inhale through your mouth. Big inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Exhale out your nose. Last time. I am powerful, as are we. Inhale again. Exhale. Now while you're sitting, I want you to stretch and try to reach your toes. Breathe in while you reach down. Inhale through your mouth. Then when you exhale, you're going to sit back up and reach your hands up. Inhale again, reach down. Exhale, hands up. Last time. Inhale, reach down. Exhale, hands up. Now you're going to feel that you want to stretch and move around. That is the circulation increasing in your body, and that is the releasing of some of that built up tension and stress that you've been holding in your body. That's what that is. Little tingling sensations that you're feeling. That's what that is. Honor that. If you need to wiggle your toe, you're like, man, I can't sit down. I need to stand up. You need to do that then. See, this is part of the truth. The truth is you can hear yourself. You can listen to yourself. You can transform yourself that quick, guys. That fast. That fast. Thank you for joining me in that meditation. I'm going to share this reading with you from the book Philosophy, Christian Perspectives for the New Millennium. Okay? This is the statement. Usually there is someone present who is threatened with disillusionment by some overwhelming circumstance, some deep disappointment, some instance of pain, evil, or suffering. It is very little help to those who are actively suffering to address the concerns of the intellect and offer a solution to some philosophical problem of evil. And yet, with some trepidation, I want to suggest that even in the abstract theoretical realm of philosophical discussion, there may be something of substance for the weary sufferer that would reach her even in her hour of pain. On other occasions, I've invited to speak on the role of adversity in spiritual formation. At such times, I recognize there are those in the audience who struggle mightily with the intellectual dimensions of the problem of evil. They are most eager to find a solution to the logical and evidential problems in order to get on with believing in God. In these circumstances, my chief concern is to make sense of how evil actually plays a constructive role in our spiritual development and in fostering confidence in God may not speak to the intellectual needs of some in the audience. Now, this is on page 128 of the book underneath the subtitle, Evil is Both an Intellectual and an Existential Problem. Now, the reason that I chose to read that today is because that's what's happening with COVID. That's what's happening with this brutality. That's what's happening even with the story that I share with you. We're seeing evil in action, but it's to ignite in us the fire and the passion to speak up. The people of God who believe in God, whatever name that is, you all know how I get down. It doesn't matter what name you use. They all have the same core belief, love, peace, prosperity, getting along together, treating each other humane, treating ourselves with love and care, connecting to something bigger than us, knowing that it connects all of us. And during COVID, think about how many people now are cowardly towards expressing their relationship with God, or is allowing these trepidating experiences to trump how we feel and what we express and what we do from fear, instead of having courage and looking at the situation and saying, wow, okay, if they put this restriction here, how do we do an event online? Oh, wow, the police, they came at my car like they wanted to shoot me, but how do I stay calm so that they realize they're mistaken despite what I'm seeing? Oh, man, they did murder a man, and that's not okay. But is that for me to worry about, or am I supposed to be taking care of helping people learn how to become more financially well? You got to look at your personal role and then just respect and appreciate other people's roles and realize that these situations that are happening because it's time for us to take action in multiple ways, not just one way, in multiple ways. A lot of the arguments that you're seeing, that's evil trying to create more and more chaos and distinction between us so that we won't come together and just respect that each of us have a role. But think about how powerful it is if we look at this same situation, these same scenarios, these riots, these killings, this disease that nobody understands, and we switch it up and say, hold up, there's some solutions in this, because now we got the time to create homeschools. Now we can look at each other and say, who can do the homeschool? Where can it be? We have the opportunity to build new inventions because people are now being more conscientious about wanting to be clean, which we should have always been clean. I just want to tell y'all that hygiene should have always been number one. However, apparently it wasn't, right? So now they're doing that. What are some new products that we can come out with? You know, the conversations that are taking place, now you all see the benefit of intentional breathing and mindfulness to be present in the present moment. You can't allow yourself to get overwhelmed by social media. Turn that joint off sometimes and allow yourself to experience life for what it is, where it is, and where you are. I know it's difficult to think about something evil can bring about something good, but in every good situation, there's a part that you could say is not good, right? And in every situation you want to call bad or evil or wicked or negative, there's something positive comes out of it. Even if the lesson is you will avoid that scenario, that place, those people, or whatever. It may ignite a fire in you that you did not know was there. It may allow you to meet some people that you would have never met who totally make a positive impact on your life. It may allow you to switch up your whole entire routine and actually become healthy. You've been wanting to lose weight, but you're sitting at the house being lazy. Whereas now you can go on TikTok, YouTube, wherever have you, and start doing some exercise and finally get in shape because you can't go nowhere. You know, instead of feeding into the fact that police are killing people, things are dangerous and this and that and the third, you can look at it and say, well, what about the ones who aren't? And that's not dismissing what's happening. That's saying that there's already a group of people handling that situation. We are already in agreement that that's not okay. And we can support them in what they come up with, as long as it's still constructive. Because we become more destructive, that's not going to necessarily change anything. Now, in some cases it will, and in other cases it won't. So you got to evaluate and be strategic in whatever decision is made. But understand, this whole scenario is happening because of spiritual awakening. This shift has been happening for 3 years. I've been talking to y'all about this for 3 to 5 years on different media outlets, that there's a spiritual shift happening. Get your spirit right. Get your mind right. Get your mind strong. Get your spirit strong. Feed that spirit, man. Not just looking at your physical needs, wants, and everything else. Because when it's time to war, it's bigger than just these physical outbursts. This is a spiritual contest, but you can't even be strong in it if you ain't got your mind and your spirit together. So think about what I told you in the beginning of this podcast. And think about what I'm sharing with you. If you need to go back and re-listen, go back and re-listen to it. Look at how I share with you experientially how something wicked ended up sprouting something positive. I'm actually going to be on some panels now, be doing a lot, talking about how that feeling is, because some people aren't alive to tell how they felt. Some people didn't make it back home. With the COVID, if you have family members that passed away, some people are not experiencing that. Share that experience. Share what that was like. You know, I know people had babies. People can't even come visit the baby. Once everybody go in to the hospital, they got to stay in and check out together. Things have changed. They will not be the same. The best thing you can do for yourself is accept that things are different now. The changes are here. It is real. And allow yourself to shift in a positive way so that you can put some type of legacy out into this world. I love you all. I appreciate you all. Reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know your ideas. Let me know your feelings. And I see that most people who are reaching out right now are grateful for life. And there's a lot of shock. I'm not going to share comments that are not uplifting right now because we got enough platforms for people to gripe and complain. But you can voice how you're feeling if you really want to release that energy and shift into a more positive space. I am Dr. Akilah Faye. I love you all. This is another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live. I pray that God continues to watch over, protect, and shield all of us. That all of these riots and all of these burnings and all of these killings come to an end. That as we go through the transition of what we're experiencing of being in the fire right now, that there is a cool breeze that comes through and spreads that fire just a little bit more to get us angst so that we recognize the power and abilities that we have in ourselves to shift it and be the water that cleanses the land. May your families be safe. May you be safe. May your mind, your body, and your soul be uplifted, empowered, and protected. Make sure you like and share this podcast. You never know whose life you will change with one message. And if you would like to be a sponsor or be a participant on here, again, go to my website, tribetransform.com. All my contact information is on the bottom of there, along with services that can help you with stress reduction and being healthier. You can also go to my other page, AkilahFaye.com. That's AcquilahF, as in faithful, AYE.com. I look forward to talking to all of you, seeing all of you. I'm sending you hugs, love. Mwah! Love you. Peace, peace, peace. And remember the truth. Stay strong.
It can be difficult to talk about sexual assault, but when you're ready to talk, we're ready to listen. The Michigan Sexual Assault Hotline is a free, confidential, and anonymous resource for survivors across the state. Trained counselors are available 24/7 to answer your questions and support your healing journey. Your story matters, and we're here to listen. Call 855-VOICES-4. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. It can be difficult to talk about sexual assault, but when you're ready to talk, we're ready to listen. The Michigan Sexual Assault Hotline is a free, confidential, and anonymous resource for survivors across the state. Trained counselors are available 24/7 to answer your questions and support your healing journey. Your story matters, and we're here to listen. Call 855-VOICES-4. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services.
The all-new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.